for KVCR News. I'm Tony Lopez. Immigrant rights advocates say a participant in the Adelanto ICE hunger strike has been transferred across multiple detention facilities as part of retaliation. Kian Shaquille Suazo, a Belizean national, was moved from Adelanto to a facility in Texas and is now being held in Louisiana. That's according to the Immigrant Defenders Law Center, or IMDEF, based in LA, who says Suazo could be deported. IMDEF says Suazo had met with members of Congress during a June 1st visit to the facility in Adelanto. Detainees delivered a petition signed by 150 people raising concerns about medical care, drinking water, and food quality. IMDEF also alleges detainees involved in the strike have faced threats and increased restrictions inside the facility after speaking out. The Department of Homeland Security denies there is a hunger strike underway. GEO Group, which operates Adelanto, has called those allegations baseless. The Paris City Council has taken the first step towards banning data centers citywide. The council unanimously voted to direct staff to draft an ordinance prohibiting the facilities. The move comes as several Southern California cities consider restrictions over concerns about water and energy use. City planners told the council that large-scale data centers can consume significant electricity and hundreds of thousands or even millions of gallons of water per day. Councilwoman Elizabeth Vallejo said she praised the public for sharing their concerns over data centers.
Please keep on fighting the good fight because we can beat these billionaires. So let's do it.
The proposal will next go before the Planning Commission before returning to the City Council for a final vote. Read more about data centers at kvcr.org. As many Americans celebrate June as Pride Month, a new index points to a growing divide between states that support LGBTQ people and states that do not. California News Service reporter Roz Brown has more.
For the past 6 years, gay advocacy group Out Leadership has produced an index gauging the business climate for gay and transgender people, showing where they can live and work with the least discrimination and hardship. Professor Brandon Robinson with the University of California says a backlash against people who identify as LGBTQ shouldn't stop people from observing the month.
We should be really celebrating it. We should be saying we're here. We matter. We're important. We have value. It's needed more now than it has been lately.
The index shows rising anti-LGBTQ sentiment and state legislation restricting gay rights, including so-called Don't Say Gay bills in Florida, Indiana, Kansas, and North Carolina. Still, a poll conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute in March found that 72% of Americans support non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender individuals, and 65% support same-sex marriage. For several years, GOP lawmakers have introduced anti-LGBTQ legislation in Republican-dominated states, particularly anti-transgender bills. They include measures about the use of pronouns, bathroom access, gender-affirming care, and sports participation. Robinson worries the rise in anti-trans rhetoric could lead to broader discrimination.
Once they come for the T, they're going to come for the rest of the alphabet. Like, let's not play ourselves. It's kind of their Trojan horse to get back to installing the heterosexual nuclear family as the norm.
Brandon studies how LGBTQ youth are impacted when housing becomes an issue. His research shows that aunts often play a vital role in providing housing, emotional safety, and gender-affirming support, especially when parents are less accepting of their child's sexual orientation. For California News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Local prices at the pump continue to go down. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County dropped today for the 21st time in 22 days to $5.67. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.